Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Da-da. Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
59 degrees right now, high of 71 today. A beautiful fake fall day. And keep in mind, it is fake fall.
Oh, fake fall?
It is fake fall.
Okay.
Because, like, we're in the hot, highs in the 70s, mid-60s all week long.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be that kick back up.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the first week of September, it happens every single year, where it's going to be like 90 again for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
right as your kids are going back to school.
Good.
As they're getting on the bus, and they want to wear their cool new jeans. You know, all those kids always wearing their jeans out, trying to look cool. We are now officially in the NFL regular season.
What do you mean?
Well, the final preseason weekend was this past week.
Okay. Yeah.
Your Buffalo Bills went down to Tampa Bay and kicked the crap out of them.
Yes!
Bills do not finish the preseason winless. They win 23-19. Did either of you watch the game?
No.
Kimmy?
I caught a few minutes, then I kind of got bored.
That was the most entertaining of all three games.
Yeah. Bills, a lot of those guys are going to be gone come tomorrow.
No, wait.
Tomorrow's cut day?
Tomorrow is final cut down day. The Bills made their first round of cuts yesterday. Nothing surprising. No one you personally.
Slums.
Again.
Drifters, alcoholics.
Yes. All the Mulay family lost their jobs. No, Bills quarterback Shane Bouchel.
Wait, no.
He moved that ball up. And, bro, I was.
The French connection?
Yeah, he connects with himself.
Bouchel.
Yeah, 278 and a touchdown. He played a great game. Yeah. He had a completion percentage of like 86% in the first half, and he's going to lose his job.
Yeah.
There was nothing he could have done.
I know. That's what kind of sucks. Like, it is surprising. Like, I don't know. You wouldn't take a chance on him. Like, we got to lose with Mike White or Mitch Trubisky at this point.
It's going to be Mitch Trubisky. Look, I am convinced, and I say this with all seriousness,
yeah,
that the Bills' backup quarterback is the guy who Josh Allen wants to hang out with.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And here's the thing. All four guys.
His golf buddy.
Yes. Or all three backups, unless somebody claims them, are going to end up on the practice squad.
Okay.
Right. So they'll still be in the room.
All right.
It just sucks because, like, Shane Bouchel.
Tore it up.
Yeah, he did the best he could.
He could not have had a better game. Yeah. He looked phenomenal. He was running around. It was craziness. He just went 20 yards rushing. And it's like, okay, great job.
You're fired.
Yeah, you're going to be fired, and maybe we'll bring it back if nobody takes you. But the most interesting part of Saturday night's game had to do with the other side of the field. So the most famous Sanders son, Deion Sanders' kid, is Shedeur Sanders. He's a quarterback out in Cleveland. He's been putting on a little bit of a show in the preseason, too.
Okay.
However.
Pretty showy family.
Yes, yes. Deion Sanders' other son.
The kid that plays defense.
You got it. Was playing against the Bills on Saturday night.
He's supposed to be good, right?
No. His name
he's not?
No, he's not. His name is Shiloh Sanders. He is a safety. He played at Colorado last year with his dad.
Yeah.
Went undrafted. Signed as an undrafted free agent with the Buccaneers. And he was always a long shot to make this Buccaneers roster. However, he did himself no favors Saturday.
What happened?
So a little pushing and shoving with Bills tight end Zach Davidson after a play led to Shiloh throwing a punch at his face, which got him
straight
ejected.
Up punch. Oh. Yeah.
Like closed fist punch.
Bam.
To the helmet.
Wait, he punched his helmet?
I don't get it because that happens.
I know
in the
it
NFL.
Does.
Why would you do that?
Because you can't. I mean, unless their helmet falls off, can't hit them in the face.
Then don't punch.
Punch him in the ribs.
Yeah.
Punch him in the ribs.
Got pad in there too, though.
Well, I mean, no, only quarterbacks wear rib pads. Like, you can hit him in the ribs.
I guess.
Also, Shiloh Sanders, a full foot shorter than Zach Davidson.
And he's pretty thin, right?
Yeah, he's a little thin. I mean, look, I get it. Like, you're in the heat of the moment, and then natural reaction is like, ah! But, like, you probably hurt your hand.
Yeah.
He got thrown out of the game in the first quarter.
All right.
And he was cut yesterday.
Oh, he's out.
They cut him the day after he got thrown out of his game. He got fired on his day off. So, like, here's the thing. He was going to be cut anyway.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, it made national news on Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Well, Deion's kid.
Yeah. I mean, he got thrown out throwing a punch.
Do you think Cleveland, who is notorious for making very bad decisions, will grab him to have the brother connection?
I mean, I'd be here for it. It'd be interesting to see.
It just seems like Cleveland does everything wrong.
Yeah, they've actually signed two guys, drafted one and signed another, facing serious, serious charges in the offseason.
Oh. Like, violent. They seem to do that a lot.
How's that working for you? The Browns are also going to carry four quarterbacks on their active roster this season. Most teams carry two.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of quarterbacks. All right, so we are officially ready for the Buffalo Bills regular season.
2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Primetime, Baltimore Ravens, Sunday Night Football, live right here on 96.5 WCMF, and we will be doing it without watching Josh Allen take a single snap in the preseason at all.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
I'm going to puke.
Shut up. Got to get your reps in.
No, I'm not even worried about puking about Josh. It's just so many questions, and there shouldn't be any questions, and I'm very
What question you got?
I got a lot of questions.
Everything looks good.
Who's going to play corner?
I don't know
corner?
Anything.
Who's going to play corner?
Look at a guy.
We still don't know what's going on with Tre'Davious
They're
White,
very
by the
vague.
So he
very vague.
He went down with a knee injury.
They're not even really saying what the injury is.
Yes.
Which is weird.
It's a knee, though, right?
Yeah, but we were
lower leg.
Yeah, soak it up. Be fine.
He's had an Achilles, and he's torn ligaments in his knee before.
Give the kid the needle.
He's not a kid. This is his 10th season.
Give the guy a needle. Give the man a needle.
Shut up. Kimmy. So this happened. You're not Kimmy. This happened on Thursday.
Yeah.
And we knew the Bills were traveling on Friday. Sure. So all Bills fans were waiting with bated breath Saturday night after the game so they could hear what the deal with Trey White is. And they won't tell us.
No.
They said there's.
Was it like the pregame? Brandon Bean said, he basically said, well, yeah, you know, he didn't say any timeline. He just said, we're going to keep an eye on it next week.
Yeah.
He's going to continue treatment. So, end of story.
Is that good news?
Sounds great. They don't seem to be panicked.
No, they could just be like,
or they're just not telling you anything.
I mean, it can't be good. You know 2 days after what's wrong with him, don't you?
I would think so, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like
if it was something.
Or MRI.
Whatever.
Or, you know,
same thing.
Ultrasound. X-ray. You can X-ray a ligament, you idiot.
If he can move it, it's not hurt.
I mean, Kimmy, like, this is the NFL. They have MRIs, like, in the practice facility. You can literally run
right
him.
They had to know right away.
Right in there. Like, why are you being all, like, dodgy about it? It's not like anyone's going to I don't like this at all. I don't like it at all.
All right.
And then it's possible that the Bills' first-round pick, Maxwell Hairston.
Hairston?
That's what I said.
Wait, Halston's kid?
Shut up. who was in competition with Trey White for that job until he got hurt. Yeah. He could miss the first four games of the season if they put him on injury.
So who's the third guy?
Great question.
And even if he jumps in there, he hasn't had a preseason to practice anything with that defense.
They're not going to throw him out there. So you're going to have whoever the fourth corner.
But you don't even know who that is.
I mean, Kimmy, who's the fourth corner?
I don't know. Who is the fourth corner? I have no idea.
It's not Dane Jackson.
Are they going to move somebody around?
No, it's got to be... I don't know.
I really can't tell you
off the top of my head. I have no idea who this person is going to be if Trey can't go opening day.
Yeah.
And it's okay because you only have the Baltimore Ravens whose offense was already scary, and then they added DeAndre Hopkins in the offseason. I'm going to puke. I'm going to puke right now. Also, this game could be the difference between the first overall seed and
anything else. No pressure.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
Good entertainment.
It is so stupid. Why do we do this?
And you only have to wait till what? 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst part.
Opening. Everybody else has played. You got to wait.
Not true, Dick. 200 football games. So there's two other teams that have it worse.
Wait.
Bro, you're talking about Sunday at 8 o'clock. It's August 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already ready to play.
I know. I can hear it in your voice.
That extra 8 hours, I'm going to be hammered drunk in the parking lot. So it's not going to make a difference.
Oh, that's right. You're going to the game.
Yeah, I'm going to the game.
Of course you are.
Primetime opening night. For final opening night at Highmark Stadium.
Oh, my God. The pageantry.
That's right. I'm sure they're going to give us some bracelet that lights up or something for, like, you know, TV.
Well, they got to roll out some dignitaries, right?
I don't know if you do that for that night. There's already enough pomp and circumstance. I'm guessing you roll that stuff out throughout the rest of the season.
Oh.
I could be wrong.
I was thinking, like, Jim Kelly's got to be out there saying a few words.
Jim Kelly's always out there.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, talking.
Yeah.
Mm, maybe.
All right.
I mean, okay, I don't want to
sound... We're going to get Doug Flutie.
He's been there, too.
Yeah, he has.
I know.
I don't want to be... I don't want to sound disrespectful.
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody loves Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
But Jim Kelly is at that stadium so much, I don't think people are impressed by, like, Jim Kelly saying a few words. Same with Thurman.
You're almost like, you think it's weird if he's not there.
Yeah, they're one of us. Yeah.
So who could you bring in? Be the guy, like, oh, my God.
Bruce Smith, I think, is a big
guy. Yeah, he's a rare sighting.
Because he doesn't show up much, right?
He lives in Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he doesn't. He's
comes
not
every
around.
Now and then.
Once, yeah. Once a year, maybe. Yeah. Maybe once every 2 years.
All right, so you got Bruce.
Marv is always big.
Well, Marv's 100.
He was there last year.
I think I was your last Marv.
I was our last Marv.
How were you traveling with that poor guy?
How'd you travel with him last year?
Seems like he's doing well.
Bro, you're pushing your luck. The guy could keel on field.
You realize that's what everyone says about you upstairs, right? What's our contingency when Tommy's face hits a microphone?
They say it downstairs, too.
You giant forehead. Yeah, that's a good question, Kimmy. Outside of Jim and Thurman, who would be like the biggest, like, oh, my God, look who it is? Marshawn Lynch? Only for, like, the kitsch factor of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He hasn't been back.
Yeah, it's a big name.
But again, like, he did nothing here.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but he is a name. He's the biggest name.
I don't really know if he feels any connection to Buffalo.
I mean, it's not like, has he been back? I haven't seen him back here since.
No.
What, did he play 2 years or what?
He played, like, three. Oh. They trade him in his third year, third or fourth year.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to think. No other
That's
really
it.
No,
big names.
There's got to be more.
No, because those are your big names.
Yeah, I mean, all the other guys.
It would be other teams you played.
You know who hasn't been
like
back?
Dan Marino shows up. Who was that guy? He's broke.
Unless I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you know who hasn't been back as much as I thought they would be is Fred Jackson.
So he's raising his kids in Iowa?
Okay.
He is? Well, back to Iowa?
But yeah. I just think I would have thought like that guy would be around still way more. Like, going to games and stuff.
No, I get you. It would have made sense to move his family here because that's where he's going to be able to make money. Yeah, everyone loves Fred Jackson.
Yeah.
So his son, if you want to feel old, which, I mean, I'm sure you do already, his son is a freshman running back at the University of Iowa this year.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Jeez.
Those little kids that we used to watch run around at training camp. Yeah. His kid is going to be playing for the University of Iowa football team.
Damn.
Which I don't know if that sucks or is exciting for Fred Jackson. I'm sure you're proud of
him. Live in Iowa City. Fabulous capital of nothing.
For those who don't know.
Division One.
Fred Jackson went to Division Three Co-College. Fun fact, also the same college that Marv Levy But, like, he went to Division Three College. He had to play arena football. He gets a tryout based only on the fact that Marv Levy went to that college, and he makes an NFL career. Amazing story.
It is.
But, like, your kids already start at Iowa. Like, are you proud? Or
you got to
like,
be.
Okay.
Or you think you're jealous because he didn't have it as hard?
Can you be both? Proud and jealous?
Yeah, I think you can, right?
Prelis?
Prelis.
Or Joud? Which one are we going with?
I like Prelis.
Okay, we'll go with Prelis. Yeah, because like you had to bust your ass playing on, you know, the coaches out there lining the field for your D3 game before. Meanwhile, your kid's got a locker with his name on it and $500 worth of free gear.
Yeah, nice.
252 WCMF, as we talk about the preseason ending again, the Buffalo Bills take down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Saturday night. Can we talk about something else real quick? And this is going to get really nerdy.
Okay.
So some college football games started over the weekend. I noticed this on all preseason games. Kimmy, did they turn up the crowd noise over the play-by-play announcers' microphones?
Oh, so you can't even hear the guys?
Did you watch one in Ireland? They might have done it for that one.
Everyone that I've seen.
Who played in Ireland?
So,
Notre Dame.
No,
Kansas State. No, Kansas State and...
Not Nebraska. They were red.
Who was it?
Now they're getting into this... Global crap.
Oh, they've done that for like the last 10 years.
Oh, really?
There's a game in Ireland every year.
Is that big?
Big enough where they sold the stadium. Oh. Although it was all alumni. It looked like it was just a vacation game. Because the whole crowd was either purple.
Oh.
K-State, Iowa State. No, K-State. Nope.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was Iowa State and Kansas State.
Iowa schools get mentioned in the first break this morning.
Oh, look at that.
That's what a good Rochester
show
But
I could see them doing it for that game because I don't know what the crowd excitement level would have been.
No, I'm telling you, I don't know if I'm getting old and cranky or they changed something.
It's too loud.
It really, because I'm watching all these games like, I can't hear the play-by-play. I don't care what the guy that
that's why you got. That's why you got to go to the old man closed caption.
No, because then I can't see the play.
Now you sound like my wife. I don't want to read this show.
I don't want to read it.
I can't hear it.
I wouldn't want to read it.
No.
It's going to be a little behind.
No,
too.
I'm telling you, man. Once you get used to it, it's perfect.
No, nothing chaps my ass more because some bars will keep closed captioning on for sporting events.
Yeah.
You can't see half the field.
Oh, my God. You know what's going on.
No, there could be a fumble. That guy could be nobbing another dude. I don't know. The closed captioning's on.
Well, what's the penalty? How many yards you get for nobbing a guy?
That's 15 yards.
15 yards, nob. First down.
Okay, so
first down.
It was a defensive knob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was a soaker yesterday.
Oh, a quick one.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's weather we are accustomed to here in Rochester. When it gets super hot, we know what to do. When it gets super cold, we know what to do. When the snow's coming, we know what to do.
Yeah.
But what happened yesterday, it became very clear, very quick. If you were on the road, we have no idea what to do.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Around 1 o'clock yesterday, depending on where you were in the greater Rochester area, The skies opened up.
Oh, yeah.
Downpour.
The wind.
Wall of water. Yeah. Hail, Tom.
Hail.
It was insane. There were several tornado watches in our area. No word on whether or not any tornadoes touched down. It usually takes a day or two to hear about that. Did you hear anything yesterday, Kimmy, about a tornado?
I did not. I saw the warnings, but I didn't hear of an actual tornado touching down.
It was very intense. Where were you when it happened?
I was home.
You were at home?
Yes.
Looking out the windows?
Yes.
Saying, oh, we need it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we need a good soaking.
Kimmy, where were you yesterday when
it happened? I was at home, but we didn't get much.
Oh, okay.
We got a little rain, like a heavy downpour briefly, and that was it.
So my daughter had her first hockey game of the season yesterday because, of course, you do it on August 24th.
Yeah, why not?
So 1 o'clock, we get in the car, it starts to sprinkle, and then all of a sudden, it's just insanity. My car is blowing all over the road. I can't see 10 feet in front of me. The wall of water is so intense. And it was scary.
Yep.
Like, legit scary. So when this happened, there were three types of people on the road that all of a sudden showed up.
Okay.
All right. You had normal driving people, which was insane because there was like 6 inches of water on the road.
They're not slowing down for nothing.
They were just going, which you never heard of hydroplaning, bro. There was a second type of person.
Yeah.
People who drove slower.
Okay.
But they put their four ways on.
Okay. The flashers.
The flashers, yep. And then the third type of person, they pulled over to the side of the road because they decided it was too dangerous to drive.
Yeah. I'd rather be rear-ended.
Okay. So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because there are states where rain like this shows up on a semi-regular basis.
Oh, yeah. Florida is a big one.
Okay. California might be another one of those. Those people know exactly what to do in these moments. But because we don't get this kind of intense weather, right? We don't. Of the three things that I saw yesterday, because I realized I didn't know what to do. Do you keep driving normal in that crazy rainstorm? Do you throw on the flashers? Or do you pull over to the side of the road? What are you supposed to do?
I usually try to outrun it. Just gun it.
That's not one of the options we said, but.
No, I would think like the slow down flasher would be the way to go. But the pull over scares the crap out of me.
Same, man. I couldn't.
I mean, some semi takes you out.
Yeah.
Bro, I almost plowed into the back of like four or five people. Yeah. I literally couldn't see them pulled over to the side of the road.
There's also those people that find an underpass and pull in there.
Okay.
Oh. That still doesn't really help you.
The motorcycle move.
Yeah.
Which I get. If you're on a bike, you got to do everything
you can. Yeah, you're screwed.
Fine, absolutely. But you're in a car.
Yeah.
Okay. When's the last time you put your four ways on while you were moving?
I can't remember.
Kimmy, how about you?
It would be for any reason.
Yeah. I have no memory.
Okay. So what I noticed yesterday, and it was very funny.
Yeah.
The four ways are contagious.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you, behind somebody, if I was stuck behind somebody who had the four ways on and they were going really slow, I might put mine on just because I'm afraid of the next guy behind me. You know,
I
don't want to get hit by that person. So I'm going to start a line here.
But that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Like I took the back roads from West Henrietta.
You can't pass anybody. You're stuck now.
Exactly. But like taking the back roads from West Henrietta all the way out to Fairport, like there were three or four times where the guy in front of me would get in front of someone with the flashers on, and they'd be like, oh, I got to put my flashers on. And then I felt like I had to put my flashers on, and the guy behind me put their flashers on. But what is the law?
Now it looks like a funeral.
It really does. What's the law for flashers? At what speed do I now have to put my four ways on?
I didn't know there was a law.
I think there's a speed where once you go under it on a certain mile per hour,
you have to put them on?
It has to come on. Does anybody know? 252 WCMF.
It's got to be below 40, because that's the minimum speed on the highway.
Well, no, but this was on side roads. Because a couple of them were 35.
Oh.
And, like, what's the minimum I'm allowed to go based on what the speed limit is?
Wait, how
slow legally can I go? Because there were a couple of times where I was stuck behind someone doing 20 and, like, a 35.
That's got to be it.
And, like, if I'm on the highway, at what point am I
just stopped?
At what point am I too slow on the highway?
40, I guess.
Is that, you're just guessing.
No, because it always says minimum speed 40 miles an hour.
Is that, where does it say
that? There's signs out there.
There are?
Yeah.
Oh, where the hell have I been?
I don't know, I paid attention.
All right, so.
Running your goddamn mouth.
What, and under what circumstance am I allowed to do 40 on the highway? Am I always allowed to do 40 on the highway?
It just says minimum speed.
Okay.
So, but that's it. 35, you get pulled over going too slow.
Well, like, that's.
Everybody is, though.
What's that?
I said, but if everybody is, I mean, there can't be a minimum because, like, what if, you know, traffic builds up or something?
Well, I get it. I mean,
but
I'm talking about
just like, you're going to drive 40 miles an hour.
Because I've never seen anyone driving for no reason 40 miles an hour.
No,
unless there's something wrong with their car.
Okay. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, we've had those cars.
Or they're hauling something.
Okay. But you never see, like, slow moving vehicles on an expressway.
Not a lot.
I've never seen a triangle vehicle on an expressway, you know, the orange triangle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the Amish, yeah.
So you're telling me then. I could, with open traffic, no issues with my car, not towing anything, I could do 42 on 390, and I'm not going to get pulled over.
I think you're fine. Okay. You're a dork, but you look fine.
You keep saying, I think.
It's a known fact.
It's not.
That you can.
No, it's not. 252 WCMF. What do we got, Kimmy?
Doesn't really seem like there's a specific minimum speed for highways.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
We've heard... I've never seen a sign that says
I have
unless
seen
it's
these
indicated
signs.
By a posted sign. Okay. It seems like you can kind of go whatever speed you want under the speed limit.
No, but there are people that have gotten pulled over on 394, 95, 90, and 90 for going too slow.
Yeah. I never met anybody.
You can get a ticket for going too slow. I just don't know what too slow is. Mm. And, like, at what point?
Yeah, you can be cited. Well, it's not so much going too slow. It's impeding the flow of traffic. So I don't know if that. It's kind of just up to their judgment.
Yeah, you're
I guess,
like a piece
that.
Of cholesterol.
Yeah. Okay, but
clogging
yeah,
everything up.
40 miles an hour in a 55 would do that.
Yeah.
Even though I heard on the break room. There's signs everywhere that says the minimum.
I did not say everywhere.
No, you said, literally, you walk outside, there's a sign. Guy outside dressed in a big costume says 45 on.
What are those sandwich signs?
Check it out, guys. As slow as you can go. I'll walk with you. That's how slow it is. 252 to WCMF talking about that intense storm that showed up around 1 o'clock in Rochester yesterday. And I was out on the road when it happened, and it became very apparent that no one knew what to do in their cars.
Yeah.
It's also funny, too, because you could just stop. Like, there were parking lots everywhere.
Yeah.
Just pull over.
Yeah. But, like, for some reason.
But you also did. I mean, that storm came in so fast.
Yeah.
Didn't really have time to react. And it didn't last that long.
No.
It was about 10 minutes.
Bro, it followed me all the way to Fairport. Like, legit. All 35 minutes.
Oh, you should have tried to outrun it.
Nah, people do it 20 in front of me, which is okay, according to all the signs that are everywhere, according to Tommy Boulay. Sarah writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, more than 20 miles an hour under the speed limit requires your flashers. There is not a situation where you can't use them, though. So using them on a slow-moving road with other people coming up on you is the idea. All right, so there we go.
Okay.
Under 20 miles an hour.
Flash.
So if I'm doing 20 and a 35, don't need my flashers.
No, you're good.
I always try to be patient because.
Don't know who's in front of you?
Well, let me put it this way. Safety is always key.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? But there was a point where, like, the storm was over, right? It's just raining a little bit.
Yeah.
And somebody in front of me is still doing 20 and a 40, and it's all right. All right, come on.
Or you just start picking it up again.
I can't. What
take
are we
those
doing?
Flashers
what
off.
Are we doing here? Take the flashers off. Let's get moving here. I don't like this.
Yeah.
And also, looking at the sky and the way everything was coming in, I had no idea what was going on, but it felt like there was a tornado coming.
Oh. Well, that wind was brutal.
I also realized I do not know what to do if I am in my car during a tornado.
You just got to outrun it.
Shut up.
Or film it so you can send it to the Weather Channel.
Do not listen.
You could be a storm chaser.
Oh, like your brother got on TV that one time?
Yes.
Like, Kimmy, do you know what to do if you're in your car during a tornado?
I have no idea. Because you don't know what direction to go in, right? Like, it's until to your point, you can't outrun it. What
if it's
going
to hit your
into
car?
The tornado, how am I supposed to know? Unless I can see it.
If you pull over, I mean, you still get hit by it. I mean, I would just say keep driving.
No, okay, do not.
Well, what else could you do? Because let's say you pull over.
Yeah.
And
right.
The tornado just sucks your ass
no,
off.
But let's say we could walk through this instead of you going, well, you know, I got a brain. I'll run it. Stay in your car. Are you supposed to get out and go to, like, a building? Are you supposed to pull over and find somewhere to go get shelter? How do we not know this?
I don't know. Because you wouldn't have enough time.
It depends on
and
where you are.
By the way, what kind of shelter? Because those shelters get the crap
out. Well, no, I'm not talking about, like, a shelter, like a designated storm shelter. I mean, like, a Tim Hortons or a Dunkin' Donuts or a Wegmans or a Tops or something.
I did watch
those
that.
Get creamed?
Yeah, I watched that one tornado.
The documentary watch?
Yeah, on Netflix. And they follow a couple people who, like, survived it. And they all got out of their cars and ran into, whatever business was closest to them.
But it looked like they
still
kind of lucked
out. I don't know if that would have been any better or worse, but that seems like what everybody did. When they knew a tornado was coming.
Think about it. A building would offer you more safety than your car.
But then they show me all those buildings that are like pulverized.
Well, yeah, you know why you don't see the cars? Because they get picked up and tossed 100 yards. Kimmy, can you Google what we're supposed to do if we're in a car during a tornado?
Maybe get out and lay down.
Do not listen to this man. Nothing this man is saying is true, nor is it a good idea.
Like they say, if you see like a ravine, like it goes down a little bit, get in there. And it'll go right over you.
No.
Because it doesn't see you, so they missed you.
Oh, you missed the tornado.
Yeah, okay. You didn't see over there.
Not much hope for you. If caught in a car during a tornado, you should first try to get to a sturdy building for shelter.
Okay.
If that's not possible, pull over, secure your seatbelt, and stay in the car with your head below window level.
Ah!
And enjoy
protect
the ride.
From flying debris.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, you're going to have one of those Wizard of Oz bed moments where you're just spinning around in your car.
You know it doesn't really work like that, right?
Did in the movies.
If you can safely exit the vehicle, find a low spot like a ditch, lie face down, and cover your head.
Okay.
I was right.
No, that was
I that said a ravine.
No, that was the third said, option.
Never try to outrun a tornado in a car.
You idiot. Dom.
Eastbound and down.
Running from tornadoes. First down. Dom writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF will finish with this. He says there was a tornado warning yesterday during the Penfield-Churchville Pee Wee football game. Had to be on put on hold and then put in a shelter. That's got to be the scariest situation.
Yeah, because where do you go there? That's an open field.
And like
scared
even
out of their mind.
And even if you have a place to go, you're grabbing your kid and sprinting as hard as you can with all the other parents and kids. Ugh.
Yeah, your kid's freaking out.
All right, maybe we should do a little more research with the weather getting a little more extreme.
We're going
in
into winter anyway. Now we're done.
Yeah, what extreme
nothing
weather?
Bad happens then.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This has been a tactic of these types of businesses since they opened.
Oh.
You don't want to be a member of a gym anymore?
No.
Well, good luck. But according to the feds, one major chain gym has now made an obstacle course of this. Because according to them, just when you think you're out.
Yeah.
Well, there's like 15 other things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, LA Fitness. You familiar?
Oh, yeah. Number one, baby.
They are in what?
LA. Number one, baby.
Dip, 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 dip. They are in some hot water.
What do they do?
With the Federal Trade Commission. They are being sued by the government for their extremely difficult cancellation policy. If you want to cancel your membership at this gym, there are steps. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay. You either have to appear in person or send a notice via mail saying, I no longer want to be a part of this gym.
Okay.
So let's say you want to do it by mail.
All right.
You have to print out a cancellation form from LA Fitness's website.
Fill it out.
Yep. To well, no, we're not even there yet.
Oh.
To get to the cancellation form, you have to have the credentials that they gave you to sign up in the first place to log onto the website.
Okay.
Something that apparently nobody saved.
Yeah.
If you don't have those, you then have to reset your password, which requires you to have the email you signed up with, a number they assigned you.
Wait, I'd have to have the email, my original email?
Original email you signed up with. That's not the only thing.
Yeah, that's good.
You have to have a number you were assigned when you signed up at the gym, and then you have to give them the first five digits of the credit card you used for that gym membership when you signed up. If you manage to get all that done.
Yeah, you hit the trifecta.
Yep. Without being told, you are required to send it to a specific address, certified mail. And it turns out, according to law, legally, you can just send a simple written notice to their headquarters saying, I'd like to cancel. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
However, LA Fitness does not tell you that.
Okay.
But let's say you want to do it in person.
All right, I walk in there.
Easier, right?
Okay. All right, go up to the desk.
You got it. Well, problem one.
What?
LA Fitness has a policy where only one employee at each gym is allowed to cancel memberships, even though multiple employees are allowed to sign people up for memberships. The designated cancellation employee,
yes,
if they are not there
yeah.
or they are not available when you're there, there's nothing we can do.
Oh, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah, you have to come back. And the Federal Trade Commission alleges that LA Fitness intentionally has these cancellation employees working 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
So they're never there when you need them.
Exactly. When you're working, they're working.
All right.
They say the company has trained staff to deny cancellations by phone or email. And the most amazing, Tommy, customers who try to cancel by stopping charges to the account linked to the thing, they're often rebilled under new account numbers.
So I may ask you, but do these contracts come to an end just naturally? Like, let's say I sign up for a year.
Yep.
Then it would just be
it
done.
Just renews itself.
That's a good question.
Or do they have like automatic renewal? But if you don't catch it, you catch another year.
That I don't know. I would assume there's a term.
Yeah.
Because I remember the automatic renewal being outlawed a couple years ago when they were trying to make this better.
Yeah.
By the way, the Federal Trade Commission says everything we just told you about LA Fitness is illegal, hence the lawsuit.
So it's easier to get out of a biker gang or the mafia.
Yeah.
Than LA Fitness.
Well, the biker gang will just beat the hell out of you.
Right, but then you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once they work you over, you know, the mafia works you over, we're good.
If you walked into an LA Fitness and said, I'll let you all kick my ass for 5 minutes, you think they'd say yes?
Yeah, probably. It's a good workout.
So what might be the most interesting part of this?
Yeah.
Even with all the issues you'd have facing, all the issues you'd face canceling this membership, it is still easier than it used to be.
So what was it before?
You don't remember gym did you have a gym membership back in the day?
No. So, but I remember, like, I know those always sucked. Timeshares always sucked.
Yeah.
And record clubs always sucked. Like, you couldn't get out of any of that stuff.
Man, you were the suckerest generation in America.
The record deals were, like, forever. Like, somebody's probably still getting Columbia, like, charges on their credit card and don't know it.
Do you remember Columbia House, Kimmy?
No.
Okay. So,
for a penny, you would get 11 albums. And these would be, like, top albums that are out right now.
And they did it with records. They did it with CDs. They did it with cassettes.
And then after that, you get one a month, and they would charge a regular price, but you got 11 up front.
Yeah.
And you would start getting, and if you didn't, you just got the album, you got charged anyway.
Yeah.
And you can never get out of it.
And those albums that you were buying at regular price always cost $3 to $4 more than what you would get at, like, the record store.
Yeah, and they whacked you on the shipping.
Exactly. So you would be locked into these things literally for years. Yeah. And it was easy because they would send you these, every time I would get one of those pamphlets in the mail, right, I would go through, it was like little boxes with the albums. I want that one, I want that one. Yeah. I never signed up for one. But my uncle did it. He might still be paying on Columbia House right now. By the way, is that still a thing? 252-WCMF, 252-9263? I don't know.
Because you can buy music. Somebody formats some music now to buy. Why would you use that?
No, I mean, I get it. I'm saying, how did people get out of these contracts?
I'm saying you may still be getting whacked on a credit card, not paying attention.
Looks like it still exists.
Columbia House Music.
There's a website for it.
Chuck still roped in.
I mean, some people do like to hold their physical music.
And the other thing was timeshare. So people it's great, get a vacation. You can't get out of it. And they always say, well, you know, you can trade them and go all around the world. Except you can't. Because when you want to go, it's not available.
And the fees, Tom.
And the taxes.
You all don't even get me started about the taxes. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. LA Fitness is facing a lawsuit from the Federal Trade Commission over allegations that they are making it borderline impossible to cancel your gym membership after laws have changed the last couple of years to prevent people from being stuck in these forever gym memberships.
The company Columbia House Record Club filed for bankruptcy in 2015.
No.
Damn.
So seems as though it no longer exists.
Still made it to 2015.
Yeah. That's impressive.
So going back to the old gym memberships.
Yeah.
Like when you walked in there, Tommy, to try and cancel your gym membership, they would straight up look you in the face and say, no.
You're stuck.
Yeah, no, you would. So like, you know.
Go do some push-ups.
No. Nobody reads the contract.
Of course not.
So like, I remember a gym that will remain nameless that may or may not exist inside a mall in our area. I went and signed up for this gym.
Yeah.
Right? And after like a month, I was done.
Yeah.
But like the contract they had me sign, the print was like itty bitty and it was like 3 pages back and front.
Yeah, it's like microfilm.
You got it. And essentially I had signed on to automatic renewal.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to cancel, you had to pay like 80% of the months that were left on your deal. So you had to pay if you wanted to cancel your gym membership.
Buyout.
Thousands of dollars. It really was. It was a buyout to cancel your gym membership. And I remember sitting across from this guy, big muscle bound guy. He's got a desk for some reason. Like, you need a desk. And he's got his eyes crossed. Like, there's nothing I could do. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Nothing I could do. You're right. You can just cancel my gym membership.
Yes, you could do this.
You dick.
But that's how they made their money, right? I mean, they collected all these memberships and people didn't go anymore.
Yes.
And they just got more people just kept filing in.
Which is the genius of Planet Fitness, because that's $10 a month.
Yeah.
And the majority of people that have Planet Fitness memberships do not go to the gym.
Yeah, but they probably think, $10, maybe I'll go this month.
But that's their business plan.
Exactly. But I'm saying it's a lot easier for you to eat $10 a month than it is the $50, $60, $70 it used to be to belong to a same kind of gym.
So here's how you get LA Fitness. Everybody that signed up gets together, you show up at the same time.
Ooh, that's a good plan.
10,000 people per gym show up to work out. You overwhelm them.
That's actually a really good plan.
Just run them over.
You would have to organize
them. Yeah.
That's not going to work.
You could do it on social media.
You know, with the pain in the ass that it is to get rid of a gym membership, even with these new laws, it is surprising that more people don't try to do this at home, working out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, YouTube is home to tens of thousands of workouts you can do for free.
Yeah.
There isn't the intimidation of being around other people at the gym. You don't have to motivate yourself to like leave the house to work out.
Yeah, you're right there.
And it saves you time. And you're not stuck in an abusive gym relationship. Because that's what it is, right? It's an abusive gym relationship.
Go down in the basement and abuse yourself.
Well, yeah.
Called self-abuse.
You're saving money. There's no contract.
Yeah.
If you decide you don't want to do it anymore, well, you don't want to do it anymore.
You're already home.
It's what it is, what it is. So despite all of the things we just told you, the expense of the gym memberships, how hard it can be to get out of the contracts, there are more Americans that are members of gyms today than ever before in America.
Well, it makes sense because people just keep signing up, new people.
One in four Americans.
One in four adults.
One in four adults are currently gym members. So that's about 50 million Americans.
So I wonder if it starts like in high school, because let's say you're an athlete and you want to sign up for a gym for the summer, right? Is that where they start these kids? So you get locked in, guys playing football, baseball. You go to the gym, and then you don't realize what you just signed up for, and you're locked in for life.
Could be part of a family plan, too.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of parents, like, you know, I'm pretty sure those kids probably get to stay in their family plans for quite some time.
Well,
like at the Y or whatever.
But here's the thing with, like, the Y. If your kid plays a sport, like you brought up football, baseball, wrestling, whatever. Now, and it's great, this started when I was in high school.
What's that?
The school lets you work out for free in their gym.
Oh, they'll just leave it open?
Yeah.
Like summer workouts.
That's cool.
Or they have like, you can come at this time. Right. And then even better, there are a lot of communities that they will invest a ton into their high school gym, make them really, 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 really nice, and then open it up for the community.
Oh.
I think Gage Childlight does that.
Certain hours,
Yeah, you can come in and work out.
A nice deal.
But like, it is interesting because, you know, Kimmy, like the communities around here, for example, Rush Henrietta opened up a recreation center. There's places you can go lift. There's times to use the pool, all this stuff for free. It's part of the town.
Yeah.
Why people still have these gym memberships.
Yeah, that's a good... Well, I guess in a lot of big cities and stuff like that, you don't...
Well, I also know a lot more people getting into, like, those specialty gym memberships.
Oh, you mean the cults?
Semi-cults, yes. But, like, if they're just going for, like, a specific type of workout, like, I don't know if that counts technically as a gym membership, but, yeah, if they're just doing, like, spin class or something like that... I know a lot of people that have signed up for those types of things.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
There will be a Netflix documentary within the next decade about a gym that became a cult.
Like a religion almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like sometimes.
It's got to exist already.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Well, yeah, they just don't know they're in it yet.
Yeah.
K Kimmy, like on a Saturday morning, if I go through my Instagram stories, 60% of the women I know are holding up a sign telling me what class they're on at the thing they go to.
You know what? There already was a woman in Tennessee. I just saw a documentary on this chick on HBO where she looked like a strung out hooker.
Okay.
But she was like a born again Christian, but pushing fitness and health and beauty to women, and she was like a nutcase.
Oh.
And I think she like ran off with the money, like you know her and her husband,
which was easy for her because she was in really good shape.
Oh my god! And she was like what was it? I'm a firm believer. Was her,
that's good.
Get it?
I get it.
Mm. Jesus likes them hot.
Wow. All right. So if you are a member of LA Fitness that's been trying to cancel, there may be some good news on the horizon.
When? Sounds like they haven't fixed anything yet.
I mean, maybe LA Fitness looks at this and goes, okay, we'll just make it better.
All right.
If the allegations are true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.